Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to do a quick pivot from what we just talked about. I'll have thoughts on that here in the next segment. But a quick pivot here is because we've got a pretty famous dude. He is a former Illinois Congressman, Joe Walsh. If you don't know the guy, you know what he said once. And he's the dude that famously said, if Trump loses, get your muskets. But he's not here for that. He's here for the right reasons. How did you go from, if Trump loses, get your muskets, to literally on the campaign trail for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Trump happened, Mark.
I should say first, welcome to the revolution, my friend.
Mark, it's great to be with you. Look, when Trump ran in 16, I did support him, and I was on the radio like you, but I was on the radio all over the country.
Yes.
But I honestly didn't pay that much attention to him until after he got elected. And then after he got elected, pretty much every day for the next year and a half, he went south on me, and I finally then came out against him because I consider him to be a threat to our democracy. And no surprise, Mark, when I said that, I lost my conservative radio show.
Weird. There was a guy locally here in Green Bay that did the same thing, and he was a never Trumper and a friend of Charlie Sykes, who's also a friend of the show.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to ask, because Charlie Sykes, he was patient zero. He was the first guest on the show. And we talked.
Wow.
He's awesome. He's a really wonderful person.
Yeah.
I told him that, you know, he's been the super high integrity guy that I've known and that the state has known for 30 years. But he pushed back on that. And he said, you know, he's had some really seismic changes in his beliefs over the last, you know, 6 years. And his eyes have been really opened. Would you feel the same?
No, it's interesting, and all the respect in the world. I love Charlie Sykes.
He's a great guy.
He's a great, great guy. Solid, solid, solid. I'm still, the way I explain it, Mark, was I went to Washington 2010, kind of like Trump did. I was sick of both parties. I'm sick of our political system. I went there because we're bankrupt in future generations. Yeah. I wanted to burn the place down. I was part of that Tea Party wave, but I was a divisive Tea Party asshole. I went there and declared war on everybody. I'm still kind of a libertarian Tea Party guy. I'm just not a jerk or an ass anymore.
That's cool.
And that movement, and I've publicly apologized, Mark, because the Tea Party movement, we helped lead to Trump. No doubt about it. People like me helped lead to the ugly thing that is Trump. So I'm spending the rest of my life trying to make up for that.
No, and that's really cool because, you know, there's a lot of solace and peace knowing that you're on the right side of history. And I, you know, it's definitely not always an easy or fun thing to say what we say behind a microphone, but I think you can look at yourself in the mirror pretty well.
Well, so, and Mark, you know, cause you and I mean, you and I are both political animals. look, to be a Republican and to stand in the public square and say, I oppose Trump in what he is, you pretty much end your career as a Republican. Yeah. I knew when I came out against Trump 6 years ago, I could never get elected again as a Republican. My colleague, Adam Kinzinger, when he came out a few years ago, he knew he was done. But what's interesting is, as I've been traveling the battleground states as part of Republicans for Harris, man, the courage I'm seeing among, and you know this, among local Republicans who have the courage to stand in their community and say, I'm with Harris, man, that takes a lot of courage. They need to be commended.
Yeah, and I live in a small town in rural Wisconsin here. So it's good time, man. So what made you change? Like what was the moment that not only you changed from, okay, well, I'm opposed to Trump, but now I can get on board with Kamala Harris.
I turned on Trump 6 years ago. And again, it grew right after he got elected. The final straw was Helsinki, where he stood in front of the world and said, I'm with Putin and not my own people. I went on the radio that night, Mark, around the country. And I said, I'm going to do everything in my power to defeat him. And then I lost my radio show. But look, I believe in my bones. And damn near every Republican for Harris I've engaged with believes as well that he is a threat to our democracy.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. That's where it begins and ends with me. He tried to overthrow an American election. He's the only president in American history who lost an election and refused to concede. And if you believe he's a threat to our democracy, well, then he's dangerous. And then he can never, ever be in office again. And then we are obligated to support the only person who can beat him. And look, Mark, if it was still Joe Biden, I'd be Republicans for Biden. If Biden were 150 years old, mm-hmm. I'd be Republicans for Biden. It doesn't matter to me because Trump needs to lose. Now, the cool thing is Kamala Harris is somebody who is really easy for even a Tea Party guy like me to get excited about.
And what responsibility does, so let's say in 4 months, 5 months, Democrats are, getting ready to move on. Republicans are hopefully, burning their Trump things in effigy. What responsibility does, Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party have to build bridges and move forward and try to continue this coalition that they've got?
Yeah. Mark, that's a superb question, and she's already doing it. Look, in everything she's been saying, it's all been her looking in the camera saying, I want to be president for all Americans. She's been the antithesis of Trump. She's been inclusive. I went to that Democratic National Convention, first ever Democratic convention I've ever been at, Mark.
Right, yeah.
It was weird in a cool way, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a cool way. But when I listened to her deliver that speech, I heard elements of Reagan. I heard someone, Kamala Harris, who loves this country and will defend this country and believes this country is good. Man, that's great stuff. And that's the opposite of the America sucks, blame America stuff that Trump pushes. I think Kamala Harris also, Mark, has done a really good job of kind of moving to the middle, where most Americans are, common sense, let's get some practical stuff done. I think that's where she's going to be. And I think if she governs like that, there is a big, big Democratic coalition here to be had.
And yeah, I totally agree. As we're talking with former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, so if we're continuing along those 4 months and the GOP is burning the Trump things in effigy, what happens to them?
So you and I probably disagree on this. I don't believe they'll be burning their Trump.
No, they probably won't. No, I totally agree with you. I don't think they will either.
And again, here's the deal. And I have these conversations with undecided Republicans in the battleground states. There's going to be an election in 50 days. Mm-hmm. And here's the only thing, Mark, we know. If Kamala Harris loses, Kamala Harris will concede. She'll accept the result.
Yeah.
She'll congratulate the winner, and she'll participate in the peaceful transfer of power. Mm-hmm. Trump will do none of that.
Right.
I mean, none of that. But it doesn't matter because Trump won't accept the result if it's close or if it's a landslide. And I know because I still engage with his hardest core supporters, they won't accept the result, period. So this is going to be a real problem because it's still his party, and I think it's going to stay his party, but I think the Republican Party is shrinking nationally.
Yeah.
It's becoming a strong rural, kind of a local rural party, but it's shrinking nationally, and a lot of people, even like myself, conservative Joe Walsh, could be part of a bigger, better Democratic Party coalition.
So you do consider yourself a conservative still?
I consider myself to still be a proud Tea Party conservative it's funny, Mark. I got in an argument with Pierce Morgan the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yes,
said
did.
That demented, deranged people like me and Liz Cheney, we've abandoned our principles. And I said, hello, my principles are democracy, the rule of law, and the Constitution. I'm defending those principles. Yeah. Kamala Harris believes in those principles. So, yes. I still consider myself a Tea Party conservative.
Yeah, and I've had conversations with people that Democrats about this too. That there is a conservative argument for marriage equality. There is a conservative argument for
yes.
Giving women autonomy over their bodies. There is a conservative argument for healthcare reform and border. You know, like, so they're the thing. Yeah. It's just a different way to look at it. So do you think that the Democratic Party will be the new big tent?
I think they have an opportunity to,
yes,
because in coming from MAGA, I come from MAGA. MAGA is shrinking.
Yes.
You know, these folks are my folks, and you know these folks. We're primarily talking about middle-aged and older white folk. And this MAGA philosophy is not tolerant, the opposite of everything you just said. It's not inclusive. It's build a wall around America and keep people out.
Yeah.
Most Americans don't support that. Most people of color don't support that. Most young Americans don't support that. So MAGA's going to shrink. So the Democrats have a great opportunity, and I think Kamala Harris is giving voice to this, to embrace, you know, from kind of center right folk like me, to progressives on the left. And I think she's got a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, this show is called The Rational Revolution because we kind of live
Amen.
in that middle sphere. And I think, like you said, the Democrats have quite an opportunity to have the most diverse and open coalition that we've seen in decades. So what are you doing to help defeat Donald Trump? I want to hear all about that as well.
Well, and just to put a button on what you just said, yes, I'm hoping the Democrats expand. And I do too. And who knows what's going to happen after this election? And will there be a third party? There's talk about a new center-right party, all of this stuff. Stop.
Yeah.
Job one is to make sure that Trump loses.
Yeah, right.
Because none of this happens if he wins. So she has to win. And that's why I'm devoting every ounce of every minute of every day that I've got to help her. We launched this Republicans for Harris group about a month ago. We had a national Zoom call. Me and Adam Kinzinger and others were on the call. We had like 80, 90,000 Republicans from all over the country on the call.
Yep.
It's only grown since then. So I am going into battleground states every week. Was in Arizona last week. And I get with these local Republicans. And, well, you know, it's hard for Republicans to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I am still a Republican and I'm voting for her. I'm putting my country first. So I'm helping to rally Republicans to do that and to help sort of give them the tools. So as they go out and proselytize with their neighbors, these are some of the messages that will help.
Do you think that we have the, a coalition big enough to make a difference like that?
Hell yes. Hell yes. Hell yes. Think about it, Mark. I mean, again, I'm exaggerating. This election's going to be decided by 72 people in four states.
Yeah, right.
I exaggerate a little bit. You know, right? We're talking about 3 to 4 to 5 states that will decide this election, and maybe a few thousand people in each of those states.
Yeah.
My word, if we Republicans for Harris can move just a few thousand Republicans in each of these states, that can make a really profound difference. And I'll also say this, Mark. I've been amazed, New Hampshire, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, everywhere I've been so far, I've had a lot of Republicans come up to me and say, Joe, I'm going to vote for her. But
no
I
kidding.
Can't say that publicly.
Ah, yeah.
So I think they're, and look, if they say it publicly, man, we embrace them.
Yes.
If they say that to me and say they can't say it publicly, I embrace them.
Yeah.
I think there's a movement here that the pollsters aren't getting. There's real excitement among center right people for her.
Yeah, and that is something that is really encouraging. And former Congressman Joe Walsh, I really appreciate your time here. I appreciate what you're doing because I know what it's like, and it is not easy. So let's connect again before the election. And
hey, Mark.
Yes.
I'm a tequila drinker. When I come to Northern Wisconsin, we're gonna do God's work and we're gonna proselytize.
I got some Clase what? Azul for you, buddy.
Done.
Yes.
I'm yours. I'll see you in a week.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
Thanks,
we'll see you back on the Rational Revolution.